This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:49, Wednesday, the 11th of May, and of course, you are listening to The Morning Run. Now, prior to any major festival in Malaysia, there'll be hordes of people travelling. But this year, the number of flight delays during the Raya break appeared to be higher than normal, to the point where the Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Ministry is conducting an investigation on domestic flight delays. Its Minister, Dato' Sri Alexander Natalinghi, said that the ministry will work with the Transport Ministry to resolve this problem and ensure it does not continue.
And this investigation was triggered by recent complaints, which were highly publicised on social media, over waits longer than 10 hours. And meanwhile, Transport Minister Dato' Sri Wee Ka Siong has urged affected passengers to make specific complaints in cases of unreasonable delays to the Malaysian Aviation Commission, or MAVCOM, for their immediate action. And he mentioned that flights companies cannot give staff shortage as an excuse, because they should have foreseen peak season demand.
So how significant were the flight delays throughout this holiday period? And importantly, what recourse can passengers take? To answer some questions on your rights as a consumer, we speak to Pushpalata Subramaniam, Director of Consumer Affairs with the Malaysian Aviation Commission. Good morning, Pushpa. Now, during the Raya break, we did see many complaints and posts on social media about these delayed flights and uncomfortable experiences. So I'm curious, has MAVCOM seen a spike in complaints?
So between 29th April and 9th May, MAVCOM received a total of about 300-odd complaints on this matter from consumers, out of which approximately 18% are due to rescheduling of flights during the festive period. You know, we do expect to receive more complaints when consumers are settling in after the festivities, which is norm that occurs after a long festive or holidays every year. We are investigating all complaints registered with the Commission to ensure that the concerns of consumers are addressed accordingly. Now, this matter has always been a priority for MAVCOM. We will continue to ensure that industry players remain compliant to the Malaysian Aviation Consumer Protection Code, MACPC, and that consumers' rights are continuously upheld.
And what are the nature of disruptions that are coming through in the complaints?
The top three complaints lodged with the Commission during this period consist of flight rescheduling, flight cancellation, and issues involving mishandled baggage. Now, the Commission has already engaged with airlines to obtain the relevant data pertaining to flight disruptions over the festive period. Now, it is really important that we obtain data on the actual scheduled flights versus the total number of rescheduled flights that occurred during the said festive period before any action could be taken by MAVCOM.
What protection and rights do passengers have when they experience significant flight disruptions? I mean, do we leave it to the interpretation of the airline then?
Now, under the MACPC, there are specific obligations for airlines to provide care during flight disruptions. For example, when there is a delay of more than 2 hours, airlines are required to provide meals and Wi-Fi access. For delays of 5 hours or more, consumers must be provided with hotel accommodation. Now, this includes transport between the airport and place of accommodation if an overnight stay is required. And finally, if the timing of the rescheduled flight does not meet the consumer's purpose of travel, consumers are entitled to a refund of the ticket.
Comparatively to other countries, globally and regionally, how stringent is our level of protection in Malaysia? And for example, the European Union has strict compensation guidelines in the event of a disruption.
MAVCOM benchmarks its law and regulations against international regulations with stringent consumer rights protection. This acts as a yardstick for us to formulate laws and regulations that cater to our local industry needs. So our MACPC provides reimbursements of flight tickets and care during flight disruptions, while compensation is provided for incidents of mishandled baggage. Now, among the ASEAN countries, Malaysia's MACPC remains one of the most comprehensive consumer protection regulation for the aviation industry, actually. Now, the Commission reviews the MACPC every 2 years to remain relevant and to be consistent with the dynamic changes impacting the industry. There will be constant improvement to consumer rights protection, and we look to announce these improvements in due course. Additionally, the Commission will be hosting an international air travel consumer protection webinar, which will highlight the evolution of consumer protection laws and regulation, amongst others. By hosting this webinar, we aim to encourage a healthy conversation on consumer protection and raise awareness among the public regarding their rights as air travel passengers. This webinar is set to take place in end of June 2022, and the public can keep an eye out for updates on our website.
But Pushpa, what happens to the airlines if they don't provide the necessary compensation?
MAFCOM consistently monitors airlines' adherence to the MACPC. We conduct monthly monitoring of the airline's complaints and its resolution, as well as perform annual reviews of their complaints management system. MAFCOM has a mechanism of financial penalty imposition for non-compliance to the MACPC and the Malaysian Aviation Act 2015. And this is transparent to the industry players. To date, we have imposed penalties to the airlines amounting to 4.7 million for non-compliance to the MACPC.
But we've realized that Malaysians are not clear on their rights as consumers. What can they do to better understand their rights?
Consumers can head to our official website at www.mafcom.my or to our dedicated consumer platform, the FlySmart website at www.flysmart.my. Additionally, consumers can submit their complaints via the FlySmart mobile app that is free to download via the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. Now, consumers may also contact us via our consumer hotline at 1-800-18-6966 within Malaysia. I repeat, 1-800-18-6966. We have made available relevant information on consumer rights on these platforms. We have a FAQ section consisting of a comprehensive list of answers to the most commonly asked questions on travel issues or air travel rights.
Finally, Pushpa, what else should passengers know about MAFCOM and what can they do if they have been affected?
Okay, to all consumers who are affected by the flight disruptions, not just during the festive period, we strongly encourage that you contact the respective airlines to obtain a resolution. Now, if you find the resolution is unreasonable, please contact MAFCOM. We are ready to assist you. Now, since MAFCOM's inception in 2016, we have received more than 22,000 complaints and feedback from consumers whom we have assisted.
Thank you for your time. That was Pushpa Lata Subramaniam, Director of Consumer Affairs with the Malaysian Aviation Commission, otherwise known as MAFCOM. And it's good to know that we do have some rights in Malaysia. The question is, okay, after you make the complaint, how long before it's resolved?
Yeah, and what kind of form of compensation do we actually get? Because technically, you know, you can be getting your Wi-Fi service, 2 hours of wait. If it's a 5-hour delay, you get your hotel, but it already happened. So in what form are we getting the compensation?
So actually what people need to know is they need to know what their rights are before they even take that flight, before they get to the airport. So as the situation unravels and you're then told of delays, you know what exactly you should be demanding of the airline company. But my own experience sometimes is one of frustration because the airline companies don't tell you the full picture, right? They just tell you, oh, another 1 hour, then another hour, and then another hour. And before you know it, you've been there for 5 hours. And you can't even make alternative plans because you're hoping for the best. And also flying itself, it's not the most pleasant of situations, right? It can create nerves. And of course, in this post-COVID era, the nerves are even more intense because it's been a while since many of us have been to the airport. So yes. I think the point is, if you're uncertain about your rights, do have a look at the MAFCOM website. It is a very comprehensive list of FAQs as to what your rights are and maybe answering most of your questions. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.